1, 2, 3, welcome, everybody, to Mom and Dad's House, where favorite two people are Mom and Dad. And I got home like really, really late Friday night. And parents are doing fine. They're okay, folks. So is Hanky. So we got an abbreviated one today. And it's a charged one today. It's the passing of O.J. Simpson.
Yeah.
First of all, we want to give condolences to the family and whatever you stand on the side of hating.
Absolutely.
Case may be. Someone died and he is a father. Whether you have personal feelings about him, there's loved ones that are feel sad that their dad has or someone that the love has passed on, and it should not be glamorized of hate. But you know, when you look at the legacy, complicated. Some people say that, you know, there's a lot of feelings about this, but you know, we want to give our condolences out to the Simpson family of a person who has passed away, who did some great things, you know.
Yeah, I mean, let's talk about some things. He was a great football player.
Yeah, he was a great football player. When he retired, you know, those Hertz commercials running through the airport, I remember. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, you know, the racially charged incident of his wife being killed and her boyfriend and stuff. And, you know, a lot of people really, really hated him. And I always said, you know, we had people like Bob Wallace, who was a who was a great segregationist. And it's interesting that people will ask for forgiveness for things, and they're expected to forgive, but in other people, no matter what happens, there's no forgiveness that can ever help them. And you know, Swelo, you know, I think that in my mind, there's people that just want to hate so much that they'll never make it into the kingdom, no matter what they do. But what are your thoughts on this?
I just think that, number one, someone died that, you know, like you said, was a father, and it's hard sometimes to look at it like this, but he was, you know, someone that, you know, a lot of people, some people did still love. And I guess the way I feel is that this is really, really like an opportunity for people who have situations or people in their lives that have done them harm or done them wrong, or they feel have done them wrong, whatever the situation may be, you know. And we have to kind of, it's a time to look at our hearts, you know, and go, did we forgive the person ever? I mean, did we just try to make things right with the person? Sometimes people say they can forgive, but they'll never forget. And I don't know, but all I'm saying is that we need to, at some place in our path, mm-hmm, of righteousness, try to forgive. That's just it. I mean, we just have to. People have been abused. People have been hurt. Pain. I mean, and they're living this life, you know what I'm saying, of they're never going to forgive. But at the end of the day, do you want to live in peace? Do you want to die in peace? You know what I'm saying? In the fact that you have forgiven somebody for what they did to you? I mean, because I don't know. What do you think?
Well, you know, I think some people get mad at the fact that something gets exposed, right?
Mm-hmm.
Racist. I never thought I was a racist. Well, you are.
You are.
Hate to say that. It is what it is. You know what I'm saying? What's the evidence? Well, you know, if you were consistent at treating everything like that, then I would have a say so and say you're right. This is the way you're wired. But then one way you do this, and then you vote for a dude that says they want to make America great, but then demoralizes people on that, and you call that Christian behavior, and you say it's the best candidate and stuff. And I'm just making a point here that the Christian values are just a name only, not in practice. Because the Bible says don't be respectful of any persons. And I think that that's the real sad part about this, is that you got people who say they're Christians. Now, the people who are not Christians, I'm not talking about you. You are what you are. The rules change whenever you feel like it. But for those that call themselves Christians, there's a God principle that right. we all abide by. You know, love your enemies. Ooh, that's a hard one for Christians. Because
and it, and it doesn't, sorry, it doesn't mean, love your enemies does not mean that you don't acknowledge what they're doing to you. That's not what that's saying, that you just, okay, so I'm going to ignore what they, it means to just love them. That's what it means. That's a simple thing. Just love. And, you know, people are afraid when the word love is used, but we didn't make it up. This is in scripture. Yeah, love your enemies. That's what Jesus said.
When I had a daughter and she said some hurtful things to me, I still loved her.
Yeah.
Remember that? She said some hurtful things sometimes. And it's like, oh, man.
Said some to me, too. But
but I love her. You know what I'm saying? She'd be right here right now. I said, baby, take it back and stuff like that. I don't care where you've been. Why? Because that's what God expects us to do. But the problem is that we live in a world that's transactional.
Yeah.
And so what happens is you have people who have a benefit and don't want to share, selfishness. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you see that today where, you know, we talk about, oh, let's be Christians. And, you know, I think sometimes our Christianity needs to be checked by situations like this to see what's really inside. Because if you still have that burning desire to hate and you call yourself a Christian, I hope you look at yourself in the mirror like, you know what, Lord, I got a lot to work on. And I hope you see it from that healthy perspective.
Absolutely. And
not a perspective of, oh, he should not. I mean, at the end of the day, David was a man after God's own heart, and he basically killed a dude and thought he was going to get away with it. Now, how?
On purpose. Like, it was premeditated, planned out.
Yeah.
Planned out now.
And so when you bring that up, well, there is no well.
There's no well.
Right, you had Paul, you know, Apostle Paul, who was killing God's people, but then turned around and said, "Hey, you're going to serve God's people, and you're going to proclaim Jesus as Lord." I mean, to be honest with you, I just think that for a lot of Christians, we have a lot of things to work on, and I'm hoping that you work on, help you, you know, take the time to work on those feelings and pray. I really can't say enough about it. My prayer for those people today is that when you have those kind of feelings, know that it comes from a hateful side, that the devil plays us all like a puppet.
And take this opportunity to work out these situations in your life that you're hating people because mm-hmm. they've hurt you or done something to you.
Or perceived.
Right, because
at the end of the day, you know, I didn't do nothing to you, but you got people who hate me just because, oh, you're just, and they'll just come out and say that, and they not realize,
yeah,
it's something deeper going on that just acknowledge
jealousy, exactly.
The Bible says, you know, because we are a Christian show,
yeah,
from the heart, from the abundance of the heart, does the mouth speak.
Mm-hmm.
So when you say those things, it's really deep down inside. But let me tell you something. Christ is able to forgive and cleanse, but you got to acknowledge your sin. Ignoring it doesn't make it go away. It doesn't even sanctify it. It's going to cause you to go to hell. God's just trying to bring it in you to take it out of you. So when those things happen, he's trying to say, dude, you still got some hatred in your heart. You need to check that and work on it. And I hope today you check it. I hope you work on it. I hope you can find in your heart today, says, you know, let's pray for the family because it was affected, right?
Yeah, and let's pray for both sides. Again, he's a parent, so his kids are probably brokenhearted that their mm-hmm. dad has passed. Mm-hmm. You got the Simpsons on the other side. They're upset. I don't know what they are right now.
I just put it like this.
I don't know. I'm just saying maybe stuff came back up from the past.
I remember the Columbine incident.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody was saying, don't attack their parents. Well, somebody had to raise them. Somebody had to raise them. And you mean you didn't know that the whole entire time? You were that, you know, not engaged in your children's behavior to not see that? But they're asked to forgive, not go after those parents and stuff. We have a lot of things to work on in society, and I hope you get a chance to check them today, and I hope you become a better person. Some people will. Some people are going to go in there and just hate because that's all they know how to do. And I hope that at some point you get to meet the real Jesus instead of the fake one that you're trying to present. So anyway, anything you want to say before we close, Swayla?
Yeah, I just think the last thing is to just try to channel your love, man. Just try to find a way to find some type of positivity right now, today. You know, because I know that, you know, OJ, you know, Simpson boy, he was, you know, everybody, hurrah, and yay, and, you know, but I feel sorry for him. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I actually am hoping that there will be some type of atonement, like something happens where forgiveness comes and, you know, pain begins. Maybe healing starts right now with them. I know I'm going to end, but this means a lot to me. This whole thing started on my birthday, dudes. I'm telling you, June 12th, I was all excited that year to celebrate my birthday. So I will never
forget. And then you see a car chase.
To see the car chase. And that was the whole thing. It was just the car chase.
And everybody said, oh, you know he did it. And you had people say, no,
then,
he didn't.
And no, he didn't. And then.
And it was under racial. Let's be realistic.
It was.
Before DNA even came out, black folks knew by the story. That dude did not kill it. But took DNA to create other people to say, oh, he didn't do it because the DNA showed it. And now, I don't care what DNA says. I think he did. Like, you know, folk, at some point.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. At some point.
We got to check all our racism here. You know what I'm saying? And people want to say, and don't point the finger if it's there. Just say, you know what? I do have some of it. And you can get help. But when you acknowledge it or glass over it, oh, they, you know, and you try to justify it, that's how it gets out of hand.
And if he did it, if he set it up, if he planned it up.
All I can say is,
God. Don't hate him, because there's a lot of things y'all are setting up and planning up too that's not right. So before you point your finger, think about what you set up for your coworker this week. That's what I'm saying.
A lot of those dirty things that, oh, I'm going to affect people's job or get
something. That's what I'm saying.
Justify it.
That's it.
That ain't right. That's not of God. Because the Bible says if you have aught with your brother, you're supposed to go to them first. So if you go behind them, go to the boss, you are out of order as a Christian. Sorry. It don't work. Don't match. And God's going to hold you accountable at that. Anyway, we're going to let you go. I'm sure I'll get a lot of stuff on this one.
We probably will.
So anyway, I hope that you find forgiveness and love in your heart. And you know what? Just want to let everybody know, all you got to do is very simple. Ask God to forgive you of that.
That's what I was going to say. Pray.
Pray. And he will. And he, I guarantee he will cleanse and forgive. And you'll start thinking differently. Now, some of your friends will get mad at you. But you know what? That they're mad at you for God's sake. God's going to deal with them. But God's going to bless you because you did stuff for his sake. So let's show some love. Did I do that right? Probably not. Anyway.
You did.
Show some love today. Right? Love you. And until next time, see you on Mom and Dad Talks.
Bye.